The United States imposed sanctions on Georgian billionaire Bidzina Ivanishvili on Friday, accusing the former prime minister of undermining democracy in Georgia and enabling Russia to benefit from his actions. Ivanishvili, a former metals and telecom magnate, has been a prominent figure in Georgian politics and is widely viewed as the de facto leader of the country. The U.S. Department of State, led by Secretary Antony Blinken, announced that the sanctions were in response to Ivanishvili's role in weakening Georgia's democratic processes and supporting policies that benefit Russia. The sanctions freeze any U.S.-based assets belonging to Ivanishvili, making it harder for him to conduct business or access financial resources in the United States. Ivanishvili, who amassed a fortune in Russia during the 1990s, has long been accused of steering Georgia away from its Western allies while fostering closer ties with Russia. Critics argue that under his leadership, the country has grown more authoritarian and increasingly aligned with Moscow. Ivanishvili has dismissed these allegations, accusing foreign intelligence agencies of attempting to push Georgia into a conflict with Russia. The sanctions come at a time of growing tension between the West and Georgia, a former Soviet republic that is a candidate for European Union membership. Georgia's ruling party, the Georgian Dream, has struggled to balance its pro-Western rhetoric with pragmatic relations with Russia. Prime Minister Irakli Kobakidze condemned the sanctions as blackmail and characterized them as a reward for Ivanishvili's efforts to protect Georgia from war. He also reiterated claims from Ivanishvili's supporters that the billionaire has been under informal U.S. sanctions for years, allegations the U.S. government denies. Georgian Dream, which is heavily influenced by Ivanishvili, has been facing increasing scrutiny for its domestic policies. The party recently froze talks with the European Union, postponing negotiations for membership until 2028. This decision led to widespread protests and a subsequent crackdown, with over 400 people, including opposition politicians, detained. Opposition leader Georgi Vashage of the United National Movement welcomed the U.S. sanctions, calling them a serious success of the Georgian people's protest against Ivanishvili's influence. The U.S. had previously sanctioned several Georgian officials from the Interior Ministry on December 18, accusing them of involvement in the crackdown on protesters. Tensions have also been exacerbated by a disputed election in October, which saw Georgian Dream win nearly 54% of the vote. Opposition parties have alleged electoral fraud, and President Salome Zurabichvili, a critic of Georgian Dream, has refused to recognize the results.